A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
The screen is black.
No.
Opening credits, a Story Inc. production. A lattice work opening fades into view. A white woman on the other side crosses herself.
Forgive me, Father. I've gone too far.
Her hair is gray, pulled back in a bun.
I've taken that which was not mine to take. All I ever wanted was a child of my own. Why? Why would God deny me that? Why? After everything I've done! After everything I've sacrificed!
She slams her head on the partition. A drip of blood inches down her forehead.
I've gone too far. I've taken a mother's life.
Her hands are bloody.
Taken a child she didn't deserve. Her little girl will be with me now.
She steps out of the confessional and peers into a blood-stained baby basket.
They're gonna think I'm a monster.
Words appear, 1955. In a church, a priest lights prayer candles. He turns and sees something. The basket sits near the altar. He turns to the back of the church. The woman's body hangs from a noose.
Sister Lynn! Dear God!
He crosses himself as the image fades. A mirrored disco ball comes into view. The church is now a club. Words appear, 1973.
Less than 10 minutes before we open the doors and let people in. Dance contestants, this is your last chance to get things tight.
A DJ speaks from the former altar.
Final rehearsals, let's go! Mel, Brandon, the floor is yours.
A 20-something couple hits the dance floor. Mel, with tawny skin, wears a glittery halter dress. A hair clip holds her brown hair to one side. Brandon, a black man with a short afro, mustache, and beard, wears a white suit and shirt unbuttoned to his navel. In unison, their arms gyrate, their hips swivel. Another couple watches from the side as Brandon grabs her hips from behind. They sway. Mel spins around and they clasp hands, doing the hustle. She spins into him, and in one swift move, he dips her. He lifts her, one hand under her thigh, the other under her waist, and he spins her in a circle. They twirl apart, then reach back for each other. His hand slips out of hers. He stumbles.
Don't apologize. You're fine. You're just overthinking it.
Hey, you want to take it from the top?
No. We're warmed up. We're good.
Let's keep it moving, folks. Final rehearsals. Tony, Stephanie, you're up.
Later.
For more than two decades, this city block of Oakwood Lanes, California, was nothing more than a long abandoned church.
A news reporter.
Refurbished into one of LA's hottest new clubs, Inferno. A name as wicked as its location, burning up the nightlife. As you can see, the fabulous crowd has lined up since early today, anxious to get in to see the dance competition finalists.
In the club,
you two were on fire out there.
An androgynous person.
So proud of my little lovebirds. You should have seen the look on Tony and Sensei's watching you.
They sit by Brandon and Mel.
Nah, Memo, I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna blow it.
Memo and the couple view the club from an upper gallery.
Do you remember our first dance together? When you found me dancing by myself?
Mm-hmm.
You walked up to me, as smooth as could be, and asked me to dance with all the confidence in the world. I never even said yes. I just took your hand and thought, who the hell is this guy? Before I could answer that thought, you stepped on my foot, and I could see how nervous you were. Do you remember what I told you?
One step at a time.
She nods, smiling.
That's right.
I keep imagining the moment it hits them, When they see you on that dance floor?
Us. Dummy, when they see us on that dance floor.
Yeah, they're gonna see us. But you know what they're gonna realize? That tonight, oh, something special. And they're gonna tell everyone what they saw here. Yo, when they turn on their TVs and they see you, it's gonna change everything. Our futures, our lives, no more closed doors.
Her gaze drifts over his shoulder. In a doorway across the club, Sister Lynn steps from the shadows, her forehead stained with blood. He turns. The doorway is empty.
Babe, hey, what'd I say?
Doors have opened, ladies and gentlemen. I repeat, the gates of Inferno are officially open.
I think I need to step out for a sec. Kismar.
She rises from an old pew decorated with balloons. She quickly steps away. She rushes down the hall and pushes open the door marked woman. Memo follows down the hall in a sheer gauzy dress carrying a cocktail. They enter a bright pink restroom, finding Mel leaning over a toilet.
Come on, let's get it cleaned up.
The two stand by a mirror.
That all sound like just butterflies to me.
Mel picks at her fingernails.
Are you late?
Little. Yep. I don't know. Yeah, for sure.
Well, Buddha, if he's the one, he's the one.
I haven't even said anything to Brandon yet. We've just been so focused on getting to tonight.
Memo sniffs cocaine off the back of their hand.
Can I get a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Memo pauses in the pink doorway.
Hey, Mel. You two don't got nothing to worry about. You know that, right?
Mel presses her lips together, nodding. Her friend slips out. Mel gazes down and rubs her abdomen. The lights flicker. Mel peers up. The room is now dimmer, the walls a drab beige. Her gaze shoots right. She steps toward a brown wood door, slowly pressing her ear to it. It drifts open. She peers through the doorway. Craning her neck, she peeks around the door and down a long, dimly lit hall. She steps out, pushing the door shut.
Memo?
She ventures down the hall past a stained glass window. With cautious steps, she approaches the upper gallery and looks over the railing. The club is gone. No dance floor, no colored lights. Just wooden pews, blanketed in shadow.
What the fuck?
The room jolts into technicolor. Mel stares motionless. Below, the disco is awash in colored lights. The dance floor is packed with couples in slick 70s club wear. DJ grooves to the beat, wearing headphones and aviator shades. Glancing up, he spots Mel stepping away from the railing. In the dim church, Mel walks along the gallery.
Hello? Is anyone there?
I haven't seen you since you were a baby.
Mel's small silhouette appears at the end of a long, dark hall. Candles flicker on sconces.
You look just like your mother. After all these years, you've come back to me.
What is this place?
It's the gift you carry from me.
Mel spins around, but sees nothing. She grabs a lit candle from the wall. In the club, Brandon scans the room.
Our competition has begun. All dance couples report to the stage now.
Mel looks down a dark staircase. Holding the candle in front of her, she slowly descends. Halfway down. Three quarters.
Anyone there?
She pauses, then takes the last few steps. She crosses a dim foyer. A cross is perched upside down on a wall.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Seen in profile, she creeps forward, the flickering candle providing a faint glow before her. She approaches a wall with a framed portrait of a Madonna and child. The room glows red. The flame blows out. She spins around. The hall is blocked by an ornate confessional. A figure approaches from behind. Mel slowly turns back. Sister Lynn stands before her. Pale, bloody, staring down. Mel follows her gaze downward. Lynn's blood-stained hand rests on Mel's abdomen.
A child.
In the club.
Mel?
Brandon peeks in the woman's restroom.
Baby still in here?
Ladies and gentlemen, make some room on the dance floor for our first contestants tonight, Tony and Stephanie!
Brandon sighs and heads down the hall.
Mel?
Mel is seated, eyes shut, the shadow of latticework across her face.
The boy will never know.
She springs to life. In a back hall.
Baby? Where'd you go?
Brandon spots a shiny object on the floor. It's Mel's hair clip.
Mel!
Inside the confessional, Mel kicks at the door. She slams her shoulder to the door, busting through and tumbling to the floor. She lies on her back. A gray-haired figure leaps from the confessional atop Mel. Brandon rushes downstairs, past glittery lights. Lynn has Mel pinned to the floor, burrowing her face in Mel's stomach. Brandon pounds dark wood doors. Lynn looks to the doors. He slams the doors with his shoulder. He bursts through, finding Mel on her back on the floor, the confessional door closed. He kneels down and holds her.
Baby, I'm here. Hey.
Her eyes stare off, unresponsive.
Help! Somebody help!
Mel, wake up. Baby, please wake up. Talk to me.
Mel's eyes start to focus, gazing about the room.
Chase me.
Brandon?
Mel. Mel, what happened? Hey.
Where'd she go?
Hey.
Where'd she go?
Hey. It's just us. Okay.
I thought I lost.
What?
She looks toward her stomach, then at him.
Babe, I gotta tell you something.
She guides his hands to her belly and holds it. He looks into her eyes.
Are you saying we...
Yeah.
A grin spreads across his face. He pulls her close. She places her hand on the nape of his neck, and they share a tender kiss.
Let's get you out of here, babe.
She wraps her arms around him and looks off over his shoulder. A smile washes over her face. In slow motion, Brandon strides past couples on the dance floor, Mel in his arms.
We can ride the wild wind together.
Title, Disco Inferno.
We can shine.
End credits, audio description by Descriptive Video Works. In the sky. Directed by Matthew Castellanos. Written by Matthew Castellanos and Mike Ames.
We can give each other.
Produced by Claire Brooks, Jimmy Kip Walker. Director of Photography, Kristen Carell. Production designer, Freya Bardell. Edited by Christopher S. Kapp. Costume designer, Kelly Koutsagaris. Music by Tom McFarland.
We can make this life.
Casting by Andrea Bunker, CSA.
So much better to live.
Sony Bringus.
Forever.
Stephen Ruffin.
Together.
Helen Udi. Co-producers Jordan Smith, Mitchell Grobman. Cast, Mel, Sony Bringus. Brandon, Stephen Ruffin. Lynn, Helen Udi. Memo, River Gallo. DJ, Robert Morris Castillo. Reporter, KJ Middlebrooks. Priest, Shelley Kurtz. Stunt coordinator, Mike Gunther. Choreographers, Lindsay Blauford, Craig Holloman. Dream World, written by Douglas Bright and Casey Spencer, performed by Don Downing. Courtesy of Roadshow Records, a division of 43 North Broadway, LLC. It All Depends on You, written by Leon Huff and Kenny Gamble, performed by the Blue Notes, featuring Teddy Pendergrass. Courtesy of Epic Records Groups. Special thanks to those who dance, no matter who is watching. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and events depicted in this program are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Copyright 2022. Netflix.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.